Every day, thousands of people cross from California into Tijuana to see doctors and to find cheaper prescription drugs. Now, U.S. health insurance companies are offering plans that cover people on both sides of the border, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Cross the border into Tijuana and immediately you see the signs for discounted hospitals, doctors, dentists, and medicines. On weekends especially, people from Southern California make their pilgrimage here for affordable health care.
La medicina y la consulta y todo sale más caro allá.
Amanda Carrillo says she goes for checkups in this 8-story medical building in Tijuana because it would be so much more expensive back home in San Diego. And she feels more comfortable with doctors who speak Spanish. Donna and Marcos Flores drove here 2.5 hours from Los Angeles. They didn't have to make an appointment, just showed up and paid $100 in cash for Donna's prenatal visit. The Floreses say they would have paid 3 times more in L.A., where they're not as happy with the doctors.
I don't know.
More commercial. That's what
yeah,
it is.
More commercial.
That's how it
over
feels.
In the U.S.
Yeah. It feels more commercial. They try to
it's
be in
patient,
and out.
It's just patient. They don't get like really in touch with the patients.
Call back up to see how they're doing. Ask them if they feel any better or worse. They just give you the medicine and expect you to be better.
With these family doctors in Tijuana, Donna Flores says she's more at ease.
It feels more like if I'm talking like with my dad. Yeah. More comfortable, yeah. Doctors here are better because I think they attack the problem at the time.
That's why they give you the runaround.
2 years ago, Governor Gray Davis signed a law allowing California insurers to cover care in Mexico. Now there are 2 U.S. companies, Blue Shield and Health Net, licensed to offer cross-border HMO coverage. Each year, workers can choose whether to go to doctors in California or in Baja California. Trips to the emergency room on both sides of the border are covered. The cost of the Baja plan for a family of 4 is about $250 to $300 a month, about half the cost of most U.S.-only plans. Governor Davis has been encouraging more employers to offer such programs.
Those workers, for the first time ever, have access to health care services closer to home. Equally important, all of those workers are protected by California's strong HMO patient rights, regardless of where they get their care.
State officials hope the low-cost coverage helps relieve overburdened hospitals. They also want to reduce the number of uninsured Californians, about 6 million people. Many of them are low-paid Latino service workers whose employers don't offer any health plans. The potential market for these HMOs may be big, given California's increasing Latino population, but some people are concerned about the quality of health care in Mexico.
It may well be less expensive over there, and they may feel more comfortable, but they're giving up a lot to get that back.
Dr. Richard Corlin is the immediate past president of the American Medical Association.
Probably the majority of the physicians in Mexico are adequately trained, certainly those in primary care. But we don't know for sure. The standards are different. Let's say we weren't talking about going to Mexico, but going to Arizona or Oregon or Nevada. Would you go to an unlicensed doctor or to a doctor whose license you couldn't verify? Probably not.
The doctors who work at the HMOs are licensed in Mexico. Some also have U.S. licenses. And the HMOs are regulated by California's Department of Managed Care. Ana Andrade, who runs HealthNet's Salud con HealthNet program, says the doctors and hospitals they contract with are constantly scrutinized.
Yeah, there are more advances in technology in the United States, but if we determine in any one case that the member would be best served by receiving, for example, a certain procedure in the U.S. or a transplant in the U.S., we would make arrangements for that.
HealthNet contracts with Tijuana doctors who are part of CIMSA, the first Mexican HMO to be licensed in California. Frank Carrillo heads the group, which draws 40% of its members from San Diego.
I don't think illnesses recognize borders. You know, people go back and forth. I'm sure we're getting hepatitis from Mexico to the United States, and then we're taking AIDS from here to there. Healthcare services, I think, also should be borderless.
Healthcare officials in Texas and Arizona may soon follow California's HMO model along the border. And some of the current insurers may expand coverage for Californians with family members who live even farther into Mexico's interior. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Tijuana.